When do children start to have their own opinions? Children begin to develop their own opinions and thoughts at a relatively young age, although the complexity and independence of these opinions evolve gradually over time. During infancy and early childhood, their opinions are largely influenced by their immediate caregivers and environment. As they grow and gain cognitive abilities, such as language and critical thinking skills, they start to form more distinct viewpoints. By the time they reach their preteen and teenage years, children often display a stronger sense of individuality and are more willing to express their own opinions, which may differ from those of their parents or peers. This developmental process is shaped by a combination of factors, including cognitive development, social interactions, and exposure to diverse perspectives, ultimately leading to the emergence of their unique perspectives and beliefs. Are children's opinions influenced by their parents? Children's opinions are undeniably influenced by their parents. From a young age, children look up to their parents as role models and seek guidance in forming their own beliefs and values. Parents play a crucial role in shaping their children's perspectives on various subjects, including politics, religion, ethics, and societal norms. Through conversations, behaviors, and the environment they create at home, parents can pass down their values and ideologies to their children. While children may eventually develop their own unique viewpoints as they grow older and gain more exposure to the world, the foundation of their opinions often stems from the values instilled by their parents during their formative years. Parental influence remains a powerful force in the development of a child's opinions and worldview. How can teachers help children to develop their own ideas? Teachers play a pivotal role in nurturing young minds and helping children develop their own ideas. First and foremost, fostering a supportive and open classroom environment is crucial, where the students feel comfortable expressing their thoughts without fear of judgment. Encouraging active participation in discussions and assignments allows children to explore their creativity and critical thinking skills. Furthermore, teachers can provide ample opportunities for students to engage in independent research and projects, allowing them to delve into their interests and develop their unique ideas. Offering constructive feedback and guidance while respecting individual perspectives is essential in guiding children towards honing their thoughts and ideas. Ultimately, teachers serve as mentors and facilitators, guiding children on their journey to becoming independent thinkers and idea generators. How do inventors or philosophers come up with new ideas? Inventors and philosophers can often arrive at novel ideas through a complex interplay of creativity, curiosity, and critical thinking. They are driven by a deep-seated desire to explore the uncharted realms of knowledge and innovation. This process typically involves a keen observation of the world around them, identifying gaps or problems in existing systems, and contemplating potential solutions or insights. They draw inspiration from diverse sources, ranging from nature's intricate designs to the musings of their predecessors in their respective fields. Moreover, inventors and philosophers engage in rigorous experimentation, research, and intellectual discourse, constantly pushing the boundaries of human understanding. Collaboration and interdisciplinary thinking also play a crucial role as they seek to combine disparate ideas and disciplines to yield groundbreaking concepts. Ultimately, the genesis of their pioneering ideas lies in their unrelenting commitment to questioning the status quo and the relentless pursuit of knowledge and innovation. Who have lots of widely respected ideas in your country? In contemporary China, several prominent figures have garnered widespread respect for their innovative and influential ideas across various fields. Among them, Jack Ma, the co-founder of Alibaba Group, stands out as a visionary entrepreneur and advocate for digital transformation. His insights into e-commerce, fintech, and the future of technology have not only revolutionized China's business landscape, but have also earned him recognition on the global stage. Additionally, scholars like Yuval Noah Harari, an Israeli historian whose works on the future of humanity and the impact of technology resonate deeply in China, have gained considerable respect for their thought-provoking ideas. Furthermore, voices in the fields of science, art, and social activism are continually emerging, reflecting China's dynamic intellectual landscape, where a diverse range of thinkers continue to shape the nation's discourse and direction. Why are some people unwilling to change their way of thinking? Some people are unwilling to change their way of thinking because they may fear the unknown or the discomfort that comes with challenging their existing beliefs. Human beings tend to develop a sense of identity and security based on their beliefs and values, and changing these can be emotionally unsettling. Additionally, individuals often surround themselves with like-minded individuals who reinforce their existing views, creating an echo chamber that discourages exposure to differing perspectives. A cognitive dissonance, the psychological discomfort that arises when one's beliefs clash with new information, can also play a role in resistance to change. Furthermore, societal and cultural influences can perpetuate certain ways of thinking, making it challenging for individuals to break free from established norms and ideologies. Ultimately, change can be difficult, and the fear of the unknown can be a powerful barrier to shifting one's perspective.